Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The chairman of the FCC is proposing rolling back the Obama-era net neutrality rule as the regulation's defenders vow a, quote, tsunami of resistance. Stocks higher. S&P 500 index up 5 to 2394, a gain of 0.2%. Dow Industrials up 43, back above 21,000 at 21,038, higher by 0.2%. NASDAQ up 8, a gain there of 0.1%. The 10-year up 5/32, the yield 2.31%. Gold up little, changed up $1.40 the ounce now to $12.68, up 0.1%. West Texas Intermediate crude up by 14 cents a barrel to $49.70, a gain of 0.3%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
When everybody keeps retreating,
a little bit about more transparency, more liquidity when it comes to Treasury trading. Guy Hazelman is back with us. He's Managing Director, Senior Relationship Manager at Open Door Trading. What is a relationship manager?
A relationship manager. I can
come
use that.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, I'm a sales
guy. Like Match.com. What
I could really
about?
Use a relationship manager. Wow.
It is kind of Match.com for Treasury.
What I do is I teach people how to have a free option. We offer a free option. So what I do is explain. I've never met a trader who doesn't love a free option.
Right.
Yeah. So once they hear that, I perk them up, and then, you know, I educate people on, you know, an opportunity for them. That's what a relationship manager should do, is offer benefits to people.
Well, dig a little bit deeper. Corey, Guy and I have had the...
Friends with benefits, are really going there? Oh, that just happened?
Corey, did you have to go there?
You started it.
Come on, it's Corey Johnson. But you and I, we're talking about what you guys are doing, because this is a new thing for you, or relatively new. But it does deal with, you know, liquidity issues within the Treasury market and transparency, I feel like. So tell me exactly what you guys are doing at Open Door, because it's a little bit different.
It is. And what gave rise to the founding of Open Door is the fact that regulation and three rounds of QE has bifurcated the Treasury market.
That's the Treasury market calling you right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
And it's made the liquidity in the off-the-runs and the on-the-runs much different. And so the regulatory rules have made it so that the banks' balance sheets are much more expensive, so that the primary dealers are having difficulty warehousing the risk, and so they're not really making markets the way they used to be. So that the liquidity has moved into the on-the-run issues. Mm-hmm. And let me give you one statistic, is that the six on-the-run issues account for less than 2% of the entire Treasury market, but are 70% of the volume. So Open Door is a solution to reliquify that other 98% of the marketplace. And we're doing it in a very unique way that you haven't seen before.
What specifically is the piece of information that's missing from the sort of public market? I mean, is it pricing? Is it duration? Is it volume? Is it tick by tick trade? Is it, you know, because that stuff's out there, I think.
I think that the end users were forced to have to go through a lot of the primary dealer system. Central banks own 43% of the market, and they have to go through the primary dealer system. So the structure of Open Door is to make it so that the buy side can trade with the buy side, but still go through the primary dealer system. And one of the ways that we do that is we concentrate the trading into small windows of time. So we're session-based. We're going to come in four times a day for 5 minutes. We're going to be all-to-all, so anyone can trade with anyone to equalize the playing field. And we're anonymous, and this is very important. It is a blind platform. So unlike an RFQ model where there's a lot of information leakage and you have to show your hand, mm-hmm. here you can show your full amount and your best price, and nobody will ever see it. So you don't spook the market. There's not going to be price contamination.
And I was asking, you know, Corey, before we got going, I'm like, so how are you making money? You make money. There's a transaction cost when a transaction actually happens. But for those who make an inquiry and don't do anything, That's it.
To be on our platform is a free option, and because there's no obligation or subscription fee. So every plan sponsor can come onto our platform and try to execute at the price that they want. And if they do that, then there's a transaction fee that goes into that price.
Who's trading with you?
What we did was to make it a robust platform because it's blind. You need a lot of matches to happen, and you need a lot of different types of accounts to come onto the platform. So we went after talking to all of the major central banks, the pension funds, insurance companies, the largest global macro and relative value hedge funds, and of course, all the asset managers, because this is really where the securities are held.
So you have a mix of all of that.
We have to have a mix of all of that to really make it successful, and that's what we have. And then we have a whole bunch of people that have kind of done the homework on us that didn't want to be on the platform on day one. We launched yesterday, but now they're all lined up. They've done the homework, and they wanted to make sure that, you know, the trades actually worked and the thing's robust. You gain a little momentum. So we have people lined up to come onto the platform in the next couple of weeks.
How many platforms do people typically trade on? We see this sometimes in equity markets where depending on what you trade, there might even be too many venues to sort of show, and liquidity sort of shows and then dries up on certain venues. So the trading is actually trickier because there are so many venues.
Yeah, but we offer, I think, an option that they don't have anywhere else. I mean, most platforms either disintermediate the primary dealers, and we do not do that. Other platforms are continuous trading. We're not. We're concentrating liquidity into these small windows. And most importantly, we're blind, so there's no information leakage. So we're doing something that's quite different than what everybody else is doing. And that differentiating fact is really important, especially when, you know, as a fiduciary, you have a free option to try to do best execution. And I think we're the new gold standard for best execution.
Got about 30 seconds left here, Guy. So how do you think that this might impact the Treasury market going forward?
I think it is going to create this is a market-based solution that is going to change the way all portfolio managers execute their business, both in terms of getting best execution, exercising that option. I think they need to come to us first. And I actually think it's going to solve that solution of re-liquefying the Treasury market so volumes will go up.
Go check back with us. Let us know how things are going. And we didn't talk about what the Fed's doing, interest rates, next time.
I know. That's our next conversation. Sorry, my phone rang. I thought I had turned it off.
Guy Hazelman of Open Door Trading right here on Bloomberg.